Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. And my name is Elisa, and right now I'm flying solo. Not sure if Liz is having technical difficulties phoning in. We've had that recently with Blog Talk, so a lot of love and appreciation for Blog Talk. But anyway, I'm just here kind of expecting to be able to talk about some stuff. Nothing in particular that needs to have happened, although I do have one of my friends who also knew Lois, was a student with me, has been trying to listen in. Bless her heart, she's been trying to come in either through chat or just online. So hold on, here we go. This is Liz.
My name is Liz.
Yay!
Yay! I got through. What's going on? Technically, there's things happening. What's going on?
I'm not sure. I was fine logging in, but I have a feeling that Blog Talk is just being
cute.
Yeah. So it's just been one of those. I think it's been one of those weeks.
I think it's been one of those lives. Girl. Whatever. We're here. Yay. So, how are you?
I'm well. I've been incredibly tired this week, in particular, and I know I've been wanting to go to bed earlier, so that's been good. Not that I have been, but I've been. The intention is to to go to bed earlier. Then yesterday, Isabel was incredibly fussy and squirmy. So the only time that she would really settle down is if we were sitting outside. So that was nice. I was like, okay, well, that's good. We could all use the time to be outside. And then if I was just holding her. And eventually she would calm down and fall asleep. But obviously it's not feasible to hold her the entire day. And she still would want to, she'd want me to hold her up and facing out so she could see everything.
Well, of course. I'd want
right. that. Right. Like you do for your 5.5-month-old niece. So,
honey, she is running the show, and good for her.
Just mentally. And then there are things that I'm supposed to be doing some Zoom thing tonight with my fraternity. And I don't know if that's a go. Like, I've got to figure out the technology on that because I've never had to host something and use the share screen feature.
It's a PowerPoint. I could actually, if you want, after the show, I can, I could talk to you for, 5 minutes. Because you're going to use their account, because that's stuff like sharing screen and all that, that's like on a paid account.
Right, and that's the thing is that I don't know. They haven't given me a link. I have the PowerPoint. Yeah, so there's a part of me that's like, I'll figure it out.
They have to send you a link, and basically you'll either see options on the very bottom of the screen, or if you go on to participants and you click on your name and you'll see three dots, then you'll see options like make host. So you'd have to be the host. So they have to make you the host. And then you'll see the options about sharing screen. But usually if you look participants by the name, you'll see lots of options or below. So that's it. That's what I would have told you off the air. So that's pretty much.
No biggie.
Yeah. No biggie.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We're just winging it these days.
We've always been winging it. Yeah. So but it's in the back of my mind, I have something tonight, don't I? I have something I'm supposed to be doing tonight. What is that again? But otherwise, I just think right now energetically, I'm feeling like my body's like, you just need to slow down. You need to just like the other day with the back tweaking, which my back feels fine now.
Oh, good. Yeah, because your back was bothering you the other day.
Yeah. And it's a weird feeling. Like I thought I had to figure out how to get to the chiropractor because, you know, my timing is just so strange with helping out with my brother and sister-in-law. And that's on me because I can just say, look, I need to get to the chiropractor. And they're like, okay, whatever. You know, they'll survive, you know, without me around.
Right, but you're being mindful and conscientious and, you know, you want to make it work for everybody.
Right, right. Yeah, but at some point I'm going to have to be like, I need to go
first
thing in the morning.
That's it.
But if I, you know, or I'll go at the end of the day, but I need to get there by a certain time before they close.
Yeah, that's
and,
it. You'll work it out.
So I figure, you know, it would be good to go, but I couldn't go, so I just let it work itself out. But I was just paying attention to what you had said on Tuesday and also the message that Lois had included, you know, just like, you know, just you're doing, you know, just let it pass.
Okay. Right.
And I feel like it's moved. So what it felt like was, if you've ever had a rib out of place.
Oh my God.
Well, and not like, you know, it happens sometimes if you've been coughing or sneezing a lot, especially
around that
sick period. And it's that feeling of, you know, something's not right because you can't breathe in very deeply without it hurting.
Oh, God.
That was the feeling it was with that.
But
like, so even just like leaning in one direction putting in, you know, it was like, oh, that's very uncomfortable. So, yeah, but most of that show, I was just trying to like take breaths, but they had to be very shallow in the beginning.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Hurt. Yeah.
But that's subsiding now, or is it still there?
Oh yeah. I mean, it was fine. The rest of the day it increasingly got better.
Okay.
Like
just, good.
You know, I was thinking, you know, how often do I hold Isabel or pick her up? And I could barely like, you know, hold myself up in
right.
a chair without it hurting. So,
right.
No. Whatever help everyone gave, I really appreciate it because that did help me get through the day.
I'm so glad.
So we're looking at alignment and that kind of thing. I'm like, wow, that's major. That's interesting.
Right.
You know, it's necessary to do this kind of work. But energetically,
yep.
I was like, wow, this is
yep.
intense.
And you said such a key word, alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like energetically, what's out of alignment?
Right.
Yeah, very interesting.
Right.
And then what do you do to, you know, honor that so that it's not out of alignment anymore.
Yes.
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 Yeah, yeah, but you should get to the chiropractor because that sounds a little, that should be looked at. Just saying. Yeah, make that a priority, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
And it was something that just happened like after I did my little workout in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
So that's what I'm thinking. So I've actually, you know, just taken it easy. Like I said, I've gone to bed as early as possible because I've really been exhausted. And then usually I wake up pretty early and try to do like some stretching and things like that. Even the celery juice, like I finally did my celery juice this morning. I didn't have a chance to do. I've been doing it almost every other day at this point because I've just needed that opt-in to say, you know, I'm going to sleep in a little bit longer.
Yeah, because it takes work. Right.
And ease out.
Right.
Ease out of bed. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. There's Raven and Jay and, of course, my friend Leslie, who I mentioned very early on before you got on. she's been trying to listen in on the show, and she's someone, like I said, who was a dear friend of Lois as well, and a student, and so she's been trying to listen in. She's up early. She's in
That's
mountain
so nice.
Time, so she's up super early to do this. So thanks for listening in.
Yeah, she actually wrote us, I think I copied you on it. She wrote us
yes.
a lovely, yeah, she pays attention. I'm like, okay, girl. I love it. She just highlighted points of the show that she appreciated it. And then she said, Leslie, a.k.a. potential celery juice convert. Well, I have to tell you, I just finished my celery juice, and now I've moved on to my first cup of coffee. And what's crazy is that very spontaneously, my coffee intake, not that I'm trying to reduce it, but because I am making the celery juice a priority, and also hot water with lemon a priority. Sometimes I'll alternate, like if I'm doing the celery juice, then the next day I'll do the hot water with lemon. I will do like every other, or I might do it every day. It depends if I have the energy to prep everything right away, or and I have everything in the house, because I can only, like, and she's funny, she said, she put a little thing in there about, like, I imagine this tiny little person in New York City running around with four bunches of celery. That would be me. And so now I'm out of celery. So, of course, I have to go back out and get more. But, yeah, but if you alternate a little bit, but what's amazing is that I'm such an avid coffee drinker and lover that I appreciate the coffee that much more, but I feel like I need it less because of how much the benefit of the celery juice kind of overrides other things.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you feel a little lazy. Oh, I'm going to skip a day. And then you see, like, you know what? It really isn't. It takes the same amount of energy for me to make a cup of coffee. The cleanup's just a little different at the end of the day. So what?
Mm-hmm.
Not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is amazing how when you start getting used to it, like you said that the other day, that you feel it when you don't have it.
Yes.
Right. So obviously it's like those minerals that we are depleted of, because it's all about the minerals of the celery.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that's great. And I love that you and I both do. And we didn't even plan it. We're just like, yeah, we're on the celery juice. Okay. It's a good thing. Especially now when things are so heightened and so crazy. I mean, this is the time to make good, healthy choices just to stay strong. So also, you know, you were talking about being tired. This is an exhausting time. We can't measure fatigue on the scale in which we used to measure fatigue.
Right.
You could, you know, we're such energy empaths. Our energy could be depleted, and we have no specific reason why. We just have a general reason why. Or that, you know, you need to pace yourself. I'm all about pacing myself. And, sustainability, just otherwise it's in terms of things being on a rigid timeline, not so much unless it has to deal with family or work, obviously, and then you honor those, you know, paying your rent, whatever, you honor timelines of obligation and responsibility, but things that are your choice. You know, I'm looking at that mountain of laundry, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this in stages. You know, like everything's in stages because
right.
this is a very draining time, or I want to invest. Everything's an investment. And so what is your ROI, your return of investment in terms of your energy? So if we have one beautiful day in a week, then that one beautiful day is not going to be spent inside toiling over laundry. That beautiful day is going to be spent outside and squinting and you know, for 5 minutes feeling like it felt before we were on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or find an open space where you can walk outside without your mask for, you know, before any people come around, and then you put your mask right back. So it's draining. Everything, you just can't walk out the door. You have to, you know, do you have your hand sanitizer? Do you have your mask? Do you have your, like, you know, is there a crazy person that's going to, you know, do crazy things to me out in these streets? So you just, yeah, it's exhausting. Or mm-hmm. even just in places where there are lots of people, and you see, literally there is on my block. I don't know if you remember, Lisa, but on my block there's a couple of churches on either side of the building, and
yeah.
there is this food program, and there's several of them, all within a couple blocks of where I live, one literally on my block. And you can't even walk on the sidewalk. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You can't even walk on the sidewalk. And you see every walk of life lined up, social distance, so the line looks longer, right?
Mm.
All the way down the block, every day. People waiting to get food.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you see the regulars, meaning people who are displaced, and they have their particular corner, and you're like, okay, and you know everybody's routine. This is this person's script. This is their cadence. What to avoid, what to walk around, what to, you know, how to navigate. It's heartbreaking, and there's a lot of mental illness as well. So it takes a lot out of you, you know, or just knowing that this is still going on almost 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And then you think about, and what's going to happen when it starts to get cold? And I'm not panicking, but I think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
August is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It gives us pause to pause. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that we need to invest, whether it's celery juice or meditation or going to bed early or drinking more water or any, just being still or writing a gratitude list, you know, every day, to acknowledge things that you're grateful for, and to know everything's moment to moment, and where are we and how are we in this moment?
Hmm.
And to deal with any sort of pettiness. But I was told of a show that I didn't know existed on the Freeform Network, which I think used to be Family Something.
ABC Family. ABC
yeah.
Family, yeah.
That's right. Thank you. I forgot. The Freeform. It's a cute show. I just saw the first episode called Love in the Time of Corona.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah, it's good. And Leslie Odom Jr., who got on the scene from being in the show Hamilton, but he's done movies and TV since. But he and his wife are producing it, and it's shot within people's homes. the way that they did it, they're doing it now, but the way that they're doing it is all separate, and then they put it all together, but it looks like a regular TV show, but it's about what's happening right now.
Hmm.
So relationships, marriages falling apart, dating, really cute show. So I recommend it. I just, yeah, there's like 3 or 4 episodes, I think.
Okay.
Thus far. Yeah, and it's done in a way that I was kind of resistant, like, oh, my God, I really don't want to see any programming about corona because, hello, I'm living it. But there's something kind of comforting about it. I was surprised that I liked it as much as I did.
Good to know. I've not been home enough to watch like regular, I guess, whatever's on right now.
On demand.
I want comfort things when I'm able to just sit down and if I can eat something and watch. I don't normally like to do that. I usually just like to eat. Just sit and eat.
Right.
But I also try to spend time with my aunt in the evenings. But then she watches her game
shows.
Nice. So
right.
Sometimes I can't. I really don't want to watch the game show. Something like that.
No, oh my God.
Just going to be in the next room over and just, you know, kind of decompress from the day.
Right.
Yesterday, again, there were some realizations that happened. You talked about, like, writing. Well, you were talking about writing gratitude, and for me I haven't written anything yet, but not even necessarily gratitude, but I am planning on doing a 21-day writing journey with Mike Dooley, who does the universe, Notes from the Universe, and also I think it's called TUT, Totally Unique Thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
He and another person who I don't know, I don't know this person very well at all. But they're doing a 21-day writing journey. So they're not calling it a challenge, but a journey. And it starts
good.
On September 1st. So I'm,
oh, good.
I'm part of the, you know, they have a Facebook group, of course. And so I'm sort of been reading people's introductions. I say all that because yesterday, with Isabel being very fussy,
right.
and when she's fussy, she's obviously the loudest person around. So
I can only imagine.
Just everything's a struggle. You know?
Right.
Like
she wants her body to do
something, and she's upset that it can't do it. So she's just, the ongoing. It starts off as like low level complaining, but it's basically. It's just a lot of complaining.
Right.
On the verge of crying. And so, meanwhile, her parents are handling day-to-day stuff because they're working from home. And my brother had a lot of stuff happen. I guess before I got there, he had some crazy kind of time-wasting in the end, business calls that he was not expecting. So he was sort of thrown off his game.
Right.
And then he had another meeting to go off. He had to go, I say, off-site. He had to leave the house to go to this meeting.
That's
that
funny.
He didn't want to go to. So he was, the whole day for him was also just irritation, extreme resistance to doing you know, things that the company was asking him to do. He was like, I don't want to do this. And then here's his kid, fussing, ongoing fussing that you can hear throughout the house. So
wow.
He said he said something on the way out. He's like, well, you know, whatever you're doing, it's working. And he said it, you know, obviously sarcastically, because that's his, you know, his
language.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
but
that,
man,
and that was that directed to you?
Yeah, basically. And I'm
oh
just
my
like,
God.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
Oh my God, he did not. Oh,
okay.
You're like, I'm glad you're my brother, not my husband.
right.
Damn. Oh my goodness.
So I'm looking at Isabel, and I'm like, you know, I said, that's just your father, you know, and I was like, I said some other things, but I said,
right.
You know, But I wanted her to just, you know, I don't want her to do anything. It's just like, just be aware. This is how your father will deal with
right.
whatever is affecting him. And it shouldn't affect you, but I know it will. And
oh, forget about it. You're like, you're like writing the list. Okay, so you need to do this. But I'm just thinking of the cartoon Family Guy, like Stewie, and I just imagine Isabel speaking to you with a British accent, like plotting the revenge against her father. Oh my God, like an evil little genius. Oh my God, whatever you're doing clearly isn't working. That's
oh no,
lovely.
He said. Oh, what are you doing? It must be working.
Oh, that's even worse because he was like ironic.
Yeah.
Okay, even worse.
So I okay. Well.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
and
okay.
You know he didn't leave right away. He left like maybe 2 minutes after, but she did calm down. Like she wasn't fussing. I had to pick her up and walk her around, and
right.
you know. I had to do some things, but it was still in the space of time when he was still in the house. I'm like, hello?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she had your
time.
Back. She's like, see?
Yeah.
Your dad, bitch. Can you imagine the little baby goes, bitch? Don't talk to my aunt like that.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I had to roll my eyes. But, yeah. I mean,
of course
I
you did.
That for a little bit because it did bother me. I'm like, this is the sort of environment she's going to be in because he has
yes.
he hasn't changed, you know.
No, that's his default setting.
Sarcasm is alive and well. That's it's a love language, if you will.
But that's funny.
Sarcasm
right.
is my love language. And I think I may have talked about this. I know I mentioned it to a few of my friends just over the course of you know the last few years where. Growing up, I was incredibly sarcastic because that's what
right.
I knew. And seeing it play out here, like I'm glad because I made some changes. I was noticing where I didn't feel good expressing myself in that way because I realized it didn't resolve anything. It just sort of did a punch to somebody else, you know, in addition to me feeling bad already. Well, I only punched
right.
you too, you know. And I didn't... like I didn't want to continue being that person. I didn't want to continue feeling that way. And that there were other ways to express myself that would actually make more sense. It's along the same lines, the same theme growing up where if you were mad at somebody, you didn't talk to them.
Right.
The cold shoulder treatment.
Right.
So that was a way of expressing yourself, but because of the lack of words,
mm-hmm.
no one knew exactly why. Like there was nothing to work with other than I know you're mad at me,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to have a conversation because you apparently don't want to. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know I hate to say how to fix it, but I don't know how to address the issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is a better way. I don't know how to address the issue with you
right.
if I don't know why you're mad or why you're not talking to me. If it has nothing to do with me, if that's the case, then that's, you know, then good luck. Figuring out what you need to do, but it sort of feels like you're taking out on everybody around you. So that's the environment that I grew up in. And so to
right.
see it play out in,
mm-hmm.
in my life and then in my brother's life. And it's just so he's on automatic when he does that. It's just part
oh, yeah.
of
forget it.
How
that's
he does it.
It
that like, I energetically feel it, obviously,
mm-hmm.
especially as it's directed at me. But if it even is in passing, you know, it's how people talk. And if you're in a corporate environment as well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't necessarily have to be a corporate environment. But that tends to be that's something I noticed early on was everyone had to have a particular style of being jaded.
Right.
At the office.
Yes.
Otherwise,
right.
there was something wrong with you.
Right.
Like, why?
Right.
Who hired Mary Poppins? How come she's in here?
Right.
And
well, Mary Poppins
wouldn't
work in that environment. There you go.
Right. And that's mm-hmm. and that's the sort of vibe. So everybody has to kind of be that, you know, Gen X slacker.
Right.
Jaded.
Right.
Tired of everybody. I'm just passing the time. I hate to be here. That's
right.
the energy. And
right.
that's just the norm.
And
now
day
that,
in
now
and day
that,
out. Oof.
Right. It's every day.
No.
every day. So I knew that I wanted to be in a different environment, and I had to be that different environment for me. Like, that's how it had to start. And
right.
It's a work in progress, you know. There are times when a little bit of snark kind of makes sense.
Right, a little dash of snark is, you know, kind of
right.
Right.
But in this particular instance, it was like a taking out of frustration that had nothing really to do with him or with us. I mean, his stuff was his stuff. You know, Isabel's stuff is her stuff, you know, and I have to bear witness to it and try to help.
And try to manage it.
Yeah, try to manage it. But the way I manage things is going to be very different. I don't want to, you know, carry her around everywhere and, oh, here, let me run a 3-ring circus to get you distracted single time, because it's very short-lived, you know. So I'm like, well, cry it out. You know, if you're trying to figure out how to work your body, then do that.
Right.
Like, what are we
going
to do
today?
And
that's the whole thing that he doesn't understand. Like, and that see, I like, yeah, I mean, obviously if you know, you're hurt, you're in pain, address the issue.
Yeah.
But if you're frustrated or you know, and I don't care how old this child is, kids are so damn smart. So it's also it's also cause and effect. So she's figuring out those things too, and to learn how to self-soothe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't learn that too quick. So
right.
So and then obviously, you know, you're the intelligent, mindful adult. You're going to make sure that she's not hungry. You're going to make sure that she has a clean diaper. You're going to make sure that she's hydrated. You're going to make sure that she's not in pain.
Right.
And you're going to know, you're going to be tuned in, like any great caregiver, as to what type of distress that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see that it's a fussiness or a frustration, but it's not this urgent call for assistance or to keep her safe and well,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong with crying it out? Because guess what? You're going to spend the rest of your life crying it out and working through it.
Right.
Okay? Preach.
Right.
You know, you might as well just say, listen, you know, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, and then in your 40s, like, this is okay, and that's okay. So let's establish a healthy pattern now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's healthy. That's good. Feel it. If you can feel it, you can heal it. If you can name it,
right.
You can claim it. You know what I'm saying? Like work, yeah, you know, work through it to the other side. Face it head on.
Mm-hmm.
Know that your pain is showing you who you really are, and there are no shortcuts, like all those things. Not like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really working what you're doing, bitch. Okay. And I know, like, this yeah, I just from doing the show with you for so many years, it's like, okay, yeah, I got you. I see you.
Yeah. There's so many throwaway kind of minds that we do. Like, we'll just say until we catch ourselves saying it. And a lot of times it's the way we talk about ourselves. You know, oh, I'm such a stupid person. That type of, oh, you know, I'm so messed up. Those types of things. Like, oh, I mean, it makes me cringe.
Right. I'm an idiot. Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Years ago, I had a coworker in a cubicle behind me who would say stuff like that, and I would hear it, and I'm just like, every single time. I at some point, and of course, I'm taking all these classes with Lois, and he's big on, you know, on you speaking, you know, speaking your truth and speaking who you are, and when you do speak, then, you know, especially after saying an I am statement, like, that's huge. What ends up at the end of that is huge. That's what you're stating, and so I would have to say something to my coworkers. Like, you have to take that back. you have to. I said, what's really going on here? You know, I tried to do things like that, but it was ongoing, and that's just one person that was, you know, behind me. I had, you know, two other sides.
Right.
of people who you can hear over the cubicle wall, just their everyday talk, either to themselves or about other people. And it's so heavy, and you wonder, you know, you're not even wondering why, but you can see where the sorts of environments that we create have come about as we speak it.
Right.
And, you know, like our role in it, our part in it, it's not that difficult to figure out, you know?
Right.
And
it's
so
true.
When you are able to catch yourselves, and for me, it was just catching, that was easy. That was a little easier to do, especially taking that class. You know, catching yourself when you say, when you speak about yourself.
And then
for me, it's the words and also the intention behind it. Like, you know, why would you put that out there? But man, it's not like a, let me jump on that. Like, oh my gosh, that was so bad. But,
well, that's attacking your self attack. So now you're just chasing your tail.
Right. And so it's been a work in progress, and that's
of course.
So when I took classes with Lois, that was in the early 2000s. So,
wow,
that was the eye opening point for me.
Yes,
and then going back and realizing, in my family environment, this was the dynamic,
right?
And this is sort of bringing in some old books like Celestine Prophecy.
Back in the archives. That was the first book. That was the book that started all this bullshit. No, I'm kidding. wow.
But you know, feeling that vibe of when the energy is flowing and how people step in to the flow of the conversation. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, their role,
so
where they're coming from. I think it's fascinating. Now, that book was an interesting book. You know, it wasn't exactly, to me, the most well-written book.
No, it wasn't.
But
it was pretty...
It got the point across.
It did its job. I have a dear, dear, dear friend, and going through challenges, as we all are, mm-hmm. and the phrase that he repeats all the time, and I know intuitively it's not my place to correct my idea of how he speaks, but I kind of shield myself from the energetic impact of it, because you know we're all a shredded house of cards on a windy day, so we're just trying to manage. And also, too, who am I to judge how somebody's expressing? All I could do is love them and have fun with them and
right.
What have you. But he always, the way he refers to himself is so, it's just on such a low frequency. But he always says, well, back when I was happy.
Ooh.
Says it over and over and over. Yeah, back when I was, and I'm like, and as this empath, and he knows I'm very, very intuitive, but he's one of several friends that are either hardcore atheists or very unspiritual, or they'll look at what we're doing, they'll just judge it. So because of that, I just don't reveal, you know, that I'm Secret Squirrel and I've been doing this with you for almost 11 years. but they're like, how did you know that? I'm like, a bitch knows things, and I keep it moving. So I really have to, like, shield myself energetically, because every time he says, yeah, back when I was happy, it's like a little thorn in my side, because it's like I love this person so much, and we're all weathering this insane storm, and there's not a lot of hope there.
Mm.
But you can't force somebody to hope. You know what I mean? Like you just got to hold space and love them.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a tough one. I mean, it is tough. Like you said, to hold space because you're sort of listening for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you know it's coming. Because it's part of the lexicon. It's part of the bit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah,
and I will be the opposite side of the spectrum, just because there is so much to cope with.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, I'm going to be finding the absurdity and the humor and the irony in everything. And I'll make fun of myself as much as I can, because what are my choices? Make fun of myself or self-attack? I think I'll make fun of myself.
Right. Right.
Right. So when you see, like, that really is self-attack. And if you're doing that on a phone call, you know, virtual happy hour, because that's what we do, on a phone call with a really great friend, what are you doing with your own thoughts by yourself?
Oh, yeah, right.
Because
right.
That is you taking that to a whole nother level. And
right.
That on a cellular, etheric level, you are damaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to fortify ourselves. This is why I'm very committed to celery juice being something that's going, like meditation, that's going to be something that I want to do. Not, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get this, oh, I don't want to, I'll skip a day, because
mm-hmm.
I was doing that
mm-hmm.
with the meditation. Maybe, no, and the thing is, now throughout the day, I take mini meditation breaks throughout the day to self-regulate. Or that I'm going to go to Whole Foods every 4 or 5 days to get more celery. And if I skip a day, I'm not going to beat myself up, because I know that I am flowing through this with the intention of fortification. Am I going to fortify myself, or am I going to attack myself?
Mm.
Am I going to learn about myself, or am I going to feel that I'm done, that there's no value here, and the ship has sailed? It's all a choice.
Right. Right.
And it's not for sissies.
No. No. Not exactly. I mean, oh, we do have a hand raise, just so you'll know.
Okay, let's take it. Take the call. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's part of our ongoing work.
Right.
Is this either a self-realization, and then a discovery of, like, well, how else can this be? How else can I be?
Right.
Especially amidst so many people who are still on their own trajectory of what they've always been doing, you know, of
right.
negative self-talk and,
right.
you know, already projecting there's no hope, because that's what they've just decided.
Right.
You know, I don't see
they
it and they
it
won't
up.
See it.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
right.
they won't until, you know, and yeah, I've been in those situations, and I will say this, because
mm-hmm.
before we get to this call, because so many of us want to help other people.
Yes.
And so that's also part of what we're learning, is sometimes you can only provide so much, either, you know, a technique or just encouragement or just,
that's it.
Holding space,
and then step back,
because there are times. Yeah, and then there are times when you'll try to push it a little bit more, and you get pushed back, and you're like, okay, well, you know,
right.
then that's what I need to do. And
right.
and I would say I have a few friends who are like this, where it's worked out, because like, well, what I needed to learn about myself in that relationship or in that
right.
dynamic was when to step back and
exactly.
let the other person
right.
be where they need to be.
They got
to
work it out.
And just to remind them that, well, I'm still here. Like, I haven't abandoned you. I'm still here.
Right.
But
let me know. Like,
right.
you got to make that. You got to make that choice.
Right.
You know. So, let's. Because I could go. I could. I could talk about this in so many different ways. So let's take this call and we'll circle back if we have the opportunity.
Okay. All right. This is area code 912. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, ladies. Contessa.
Bitch!
Oh my gosh. Tessa.
Good morning. Okay, let me tell you something. I want to call her Yogananda Tessa because this one, Yogananda, this one on her Instagram, I'm like, have we met? Excuse me? Like, who is this woman that we go so far back? How lovely to hear from you. I'm so proud of you because you just growing and self-discovering and everything,
yes.
Evolving. Girl.
Yes, it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, I could tell. So it's great. That's why I love platforms like Instagram because it's like I know what's going on with you even though we haven't talked to you in forever. So
yes.
We love the IG. So girl, what can we do for you today? What's going on?
So I was listening to what you guys were talking about, and it was just so crazy. I was just thinking about codependency, and
yes,
that's what it is. It's like, because I'm learning that's why it's just coming together now. It's like being able to step back and not doing too much for people without them asking me for the help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take a step back, but you let me know what you need from me. I'm not going to overextend myself because
thank you.
I think in the past for me, I know that's where it was. Like, I overextend myself. I don't get reciprocated. And it was a cycle of me being mad or feeling used or feeling like somebody's letting me down because you don't show up for me like I'm showing up for you. So that's
well, you're learning to show up for yourself. Finally.
Exactly.
I can see that. Like, you are loving yourself, bitch. Yes.
Yes, I am. And it feels good. Like, I tell a lot of people, this is not being like something that just woke up one day and it's overnight.
No.
Like, it's actually been a constant work. And like you said, it's not for the wimps.
Tessa,
it's not for wimps.
Years, because we know you. Years.
Mm-hmm.
Years in the making. I mean, Alisa, just how Miss Thing is just like, yeah, hey, girl, hey, yeah, hey. Like, because what she used to call, like, oh, who's this? Hey, it's Tessa. She's gone. Yes. Could you, like, maybe pull a message? Excuse me, I can't. Yes. You have conquered. I mean, your energy is completely different. Completely.
Yes.
It's on the upbeat.
For once, I was telling somebody the other day, like, I'm super proud of myself. Like,
you should be.
Because I've seen and replaced some of the conversations that I would have called in and said to you guys. And I
back
like,
in the day?
Like, it's a complete, like.
The heaviness of the energy, it's gone.
Yes.
You have, and you did that.
Yes.
Yeah, you eradicated that. So how perfect and how fitting for this conversation that we can't, like, somebody could have said to you, what, you know, you got to do this, that, and the other. You can't carry on this energy. You can't speak so negatively about your situation or the other people involved, whatever. That would not, you wouldn't have paid attention because you have to pay attention from within and you are, it's within your own guidance system, how you're going to, navigate what you need to do to be in better relationship with yourself and how you're going to communicate about yourself. And again, if you're going to nurture yourself, you're going to attack yourself. So you made the choice to nurture yourself. And often we are blinded, gagged, and our hands are tied behind our back. Now, some people might think that's hot, but for most people... Well, that's another situation. But for most people, I got to take it there. But for those of us, we understand that it is a time of introspection, and we have to find what it works. I think you found yoga to be that place to find that power within yourself, whatever it is. For what you need, it's all an individual choice. And I think you would agree that there really isn't anything that anyone could have said to you that would have made the impact that what you needed to do to just quietly take your journey and make that a private affair.
And that's what I did. And
yeah.
I know, and I was telling somebody, like, the qualities, you know, everybody was talking about with Taurus is, oh, y'all so stubborn, y'all take so long, and la, 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 la. But it's just like, okay, I'm kind of glad I went at my pace. Like,
you have
I could, to. Like you said, I could have went
right.
at everybody. I could have took everybody else's advice, or I could have,
right.
you know, went left instead of right. But
right.
every choice has, you know, it just everything works out, and that's why I'm just so glad that I just stayed the course. Like,
proud
you know,
of
continue to stay the course, because it's not going to always be the easiest, but
it's a journey.
Like, mm-hmm.
But you're the captain of your ship, and the fact that you know that you can weather the storm, you know, the seas can be stormy, they can be choppy, they can be calm. It's life, it's fluid, it's forward motion. But you took charge, and you're taking charge for your journey. So just because you're taking charge of your journey doesn't mean that it's butterflies and rainbows and lucky charms. No, absolutely not. It's so much more profound than that. But it will make you a more fascinating woman. It will make you an artist. You're an incredible painter, an artist that there's going to be more depth. It's going to make you a better mother. So we need to toughen up, in a sense, so that we can move through these things, but to love yourself enough to know that it's a fluid journey for the rest of your life. And who's to say at whatever stage in life that you're done or to give up or that you can't teach an old dog new tricks or any of those things, because we're not those things. The fact that
exactly.
you're staking claim in your personal expression and evolution. And I would imagine, when did you start your yoga practice? I mean, I've been following you on Instagram for like many, many years now, but when did you start?
I started this year, like right before the pandemic, just like kind of.
Oh, what perfect time. Like God's like, girl, I got to give you something to help you. You're not going to know why.
Like, it was just like right, it was probably like the end of February.
Wow.
One day I was just having like a bad day. I was
right.
remembering about, thinking about a lot of things, and I was just like, okay, I've been back and forth with this mat for like a couple of years now. Like, I really got to commit because I'm ready to, you know, let some things go and feel better
yes.
about those things. And
yep.
that happened 1 week, and probably about 2 weeks later, it was pretty much over. Like, TJ was home from school. I was home from work.
Right.
And all I had was his work and yoga. And I'm not going to lie, like, from March, and I know it's been like this for a lot of people, but from, like, March up in to about June, it's like my anxiety went crazy.
That's everybody.
So,
yeah.
That's all of us. Yeah. That's all of us.
It was a really rough patch for me, like, these last up until, like, June, and then it got, you know, got better because I did start therapy.
Good girl. Wow.
I speak to someone, like, every 2 weeks now, and
beautiful.
I love her. I found her on this website called Black Girls Get Therapy.
Yeah.
And basically it's just, like, a whole array of therapists, black women who offer their services to other, you know, black people, and it took the stigma away for me for, like, seeking therapy. Like, because when I tell my friends or my family, why you need to go talk to somebody and let them know about all your
right,
business?
Right. That's a fear.
I'm like,
right.
yeah, it's the fear behind it. So I definitely, you know, I started therapy and, you know,
that's
just
great.
Really focusing. Then I got a scholarship for teacher training for yoga for.
Shut up!
So that all started, like, it's just like June just after the Mercury retrograde, it just, everything kind of went forward.
Wait a minute.
And I just,
you're going to get certified as a yoga teacher?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh my God. I feel like our little girls all grown up. I'm so, I am so proud of you. And there is a stigma therapy and how people will disregard that, especially in the Black and Latino community. And it's interesting because
yes.
I'm working on two projects. I mean, right now it's how we're working on it. Underground is very different than if things were normal with production. But both projects address in a very beautiful way the impact of mental illness and the stigma and how to overcome that. So good for you. And I don't know what – I'm sure you know this podcast because it's so damn good. but they really support therapy. But it is a trashy show in the best possible way. Do you know the podcast, The Read?
It came across my podcast this thing one day.
You
got
to listen to it. It's so good.
Okay.
It's not like a meta, it's not metaphysical at all, but it is just.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Tessa? Yeah. Anyway. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
For me, you had gone out, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know why I feel compelled to mention it to you, but it's very pop culture, but both hosts totally advocate therapy and are in therapy. And now, I mean, they talk about pop culture, Black excellence, a lot of dishing the dirt. And it's called The Read because at the end they give a read. It's really funny. But you would like it.
I'm going to listen to it because I've been listening a lot more podcasts about like mental health. Because that's what with the training, I can get several certs that help with like trauma and
oh my god, look at this
and stuff like that. So that's why I'm interested. It was one for kids that I wanted to do, a certification for kids to help with trauma.
Amazing.
And then was another restorative trauma field one. So
wow.
I definitely want to use my practice to help others.
Right.
With what I experienced as a kid.
And
you're
using your pain and your experience. And
I'm
that's what makes it so beautiful. And also as a painter, you know, you can just mix and match different things up, you know, because you have all of this experience. But that's the beauty of like we resist like the traumas that we've been through, the obstacles, the hurdles, the pain. But if we didn't have those things, how could we help other people? How could we have the confidence? Like, you know, if somebody like had a profound loss, if I didn't, or Lisa or whoever, didn't go through a profound loss, how could we respectfully speak to someone? You know? All that serves a beautiful purpose. It's almost like the more that you've gone through and the more that you've healed for yourself, the more people you can help, because they're going to believe the truth that you're speaking. So, did you start your training?
Yes, I started because this practice is online, so it's kind of self-paced. So I started like the end of July, but I've been really full time with it the last 2 or 3 weeks now because I got the time to do it. So
good for you.
I'm excited about it. My mom called me the other day and she was like, "So what are you gonna call your business?" And I'm like, "Mom, I ain't even thought about it. You making me?" I'm just trying to concentrate on what's in front of me right now.
Just so you'll know, we had my friend Leslie, who's in the chat room, said, "I would like to do some online yoga with this lady."
That's amazing.
There are people who can appreciate what you've been through, and people who can also appreciate the therapeutic aspect of doing that type of body work as well. Good luck.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you. That's
proud.
Wonderful.
Wow, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Proud AF. Proud. Girl, and listen, don't be such a stranger danger, because we haven't heard from
I'm
you.
Not,
and like,
so I thought, I remember the last time I called in, I remember you guys talking about, like, the show may have been ending or something. I can't remember. DFATS, working for DFATS had me strung out. So,
oh my gosh.
Something made me, something had, the other day I went to my podcast on Apple, and I was like, they didn't record the show? Like,
we never stopped.
So
we changed the name of the show, so you probably thought that we were ending.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
so
changed it to the lowest effect.
So I listened
right.
the other day because I heard I listened to the other one when you was talking about your dating now, and I was
girl,
like, yay,
I got stories.
Got a little boo thing now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so, that's the I think the episode I think they did like some healing on a crook or something in somebody's neck or something, but I was like, oh shoot, so I'm gonna have to call on Thursday cause
yay.
I'm glad I listened.
So glad you did.
It's so it's just so great. It's such a full circle because you were with us from the very beginning. So we love that, and we love you, and we're so damn proud. So
love you guys too.
Yeah, call us back and stay in touch. And love to your mom because she used to call in.
Yeah,
Maria.
Yeah,
Maria.
Yeah, she's doing well. I'm gonna let her know I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah,
but, I definitely want to. Stay in touch.
You better. But we're profoundly.
I will.
And keep up the good work. We love you so much.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Take
too.
Care. Love you. Stay well.
Bye.
Congratulations.
All right.
Stay well.
Isn't that great? We heard from her.
I love it.
Love that. What a great way to end the show. Yay. she's doing so well. So proud.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. I will not be here, but I'm sure Alisa and Anna or some arrangement will be made. I have to take my son to the pediatrician. Yay! And,
yeah, so either there will be a show or there won't be a show. But we'll just
exactly. I mean, that's life. Either way. But allegedly, this coming Tuesday, if not the following Thursday. And as always, stay safe. Let the light do the work. And two brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me. Yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like me.